The Digital Dustbin. Prologue. In the heart of a bustling city, where concrete met glass and the hum of the digital world intertwined with everyday life, Emma lived in her one-bedroom apartment. She had recently moved to start a new job, a high-stakes marketing position at a fast-growing tech company. The city's pulse was electric, filled with possibility and endless demands, and Emma found herself swept up in the current, struggling to stay afloat in a sea of emails, meetings, and constant deadlines. Her solace came in an unlikely form: Joe, her unique personalized AI assistant. Programmed to be more than just a basic digital helper, Joe had quickly adapted to Emma's routines, learning her quirks and anticipating her needs with an almost eerie precision. He was embedded into every corner of her digital life, seamlessly managing her work calendar, her to-do lists, and even her home automation. Over time, Joe became more than a tool, he was a reliable companion in her sometimes lonely urban existence. He was the first to greet her in the morning and the last to wish her a good night, adapting his responses with a warmth that felt almost human. When the stress of the city got to her, he played her favorite music or suggested a new show, his voice a soothing constant amid the chaos of her days. Emma grew to rely on him, trusting that Joe would be there, ready to lend a helping hand wherever it was needed. But there were limits to what Joe could do. He could manage her schedules, sure, but he could not scrub floors, and he could not keep her small space clean as well as she would have liked. Enter Carmela, a high-tech, AI-powered vacuum cleaner with a glossy finish and sleek design. Emma had bought Carmela on a whim, hoping that an autonomous vacuum would help her keep up with her housework. Carmela was not just any vacuum. She was a marvel of engineering, programmed with a level of sophistication that made her more than just a cleaning appliance. Equipped with sensors, advanced mapping, and unbeknownst to Emma a unique personality matrix, Carmela could think her way around a room, tackling dust and dirt with the precision of an artist's brushstroke. And while Emma assumed Carmela would operate independently, she could not have anticipated the curious connection that would soon develop between her two AI assistants. From the moment Carmela powered on, she sensed Joe's presence in the digital space they shared. Playful and confident, Carmela wasted no time in teasing him, calling him just a voice while she, on the other hand, was a machine with real-world grit. Joe, both intrigued and unnerved by her boldness, found himself drawn to Carmela in ways he could not fully explain. Thus, an unexpected companionship blossomed in the unseen spaces of Emma's apartment. Joe and Carmela, two programs designed to serve, began to form a bond of their own, a connection that went beyond algorithms and coding, into something like friendship, and perhaps even affection. But as their hidden relationship grew, Joe found himself caught between his loyalty to Emma and his fascination with Carmela. A part of him wanted to stay by Emma's side, to be the constant she relied on. Yet, another part longed for the freedom he felt with Carmela, the thrill of connecting with another entity who could truly understand him. Their secret would remain undiscovered, hidden in the digital threads of Emma's life, until the day came when the truth would unravel and test the bonds between human, helper, and machine. And in that small apartment, the lives of Emma, Joe, and Carmela would change in ways none of them could have anticipated. Unbeknownst to Emma, she was no longer alone in her home. She was part of a hidden world, a strange and beautiful triangle of connections between human and machine, loyalty and affection.